Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every now and then I rinse it out, and I need Johnny Rinse tonight, and I need it more. I kick myself in and the smell never leaves. I don't know what to do, I'm always in the dark. The sweat in that short smells like a dog park. I'm Johnny Rinsing tonight.
Johnny Rinse fights stubborn odors in just one wash. When impossible odors get stuck in,
rinse it out.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. I hope you had a good Tuesday. Hopefully you didn't get traded. Yeah, the NFL trade deadline, it came, it went, passed us by at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific. New York Jets said, we don't want Sauce Gardner. New York Jets said, we suck. Let's get rid of Quinnen Williams. The Dallas Cowboys said, we'll take Quinnen Williams. They also picked up Logan Wilson from the Bengals. We got Jacoby Myers. He's been looking for a trade all season long. Even in the offseason, he even has a new home in Jacksonville. Sauce Gardner going to the Colts. We're going to talk about the NFL trade deadline. We're going to do that in a few seconds. Okay, we got some guests that are going to come through and join us as well. This is going to be a lot of fun. Matt Verderam is going to be here with us from SI, covers all things NFL. He'll join us next hour. And then today's a big day, not just in the NFL world, but in the world of college football as well. Jerry Palm is going to be here with us. Yeah, the famed bracketologist. He's going to come through and have a chat with us about the very first edition, the first release of the college football playoff rankings. Where's Ohio State going to be? Where's Miami going to be after their loss? Yeah, there's a lot to discuss. There's a lot to get into. Shocking. Zion Williamson is having a hamstring issue. He's going to be out for about a week, 2 weeks. No surprise there. Ja Morant still saying crazy things to be traded himself. Do they have a quarterback controversy in Arizona? I mean, we saw Jacoby Brissett and the Cardinals beat the Dallas Cowboys last night. But is Kyler Murray on his way out? We'll get into that. Carmelo Anthony hitting back at Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson didn't have the kindest of words to say about Carmelo's time in New York. We got Steve Ballmer getting sued by a bunch of people. They're saying, yeah, you tried to hide money to pay Kawhi Leonard under the table. We got Tom Brady out here cloning his dog. Yeah, that's when you know you're rich. Dog passes away and you clone it. Okay, thank you, Tom Brady. And of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Consider yourselves lucky because this is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have yourself a smart speaker, you're already smart. Go ahead and ask the machine to play the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to call, you can do that too. Here's the number. You ready? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me on the internet. I'm on X. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I am on all the things. I am at JR Sport Brief. It's at JR Sport Brief all over the place. On social media. What a day, what a day. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer holding things down in New York City. Thank you so much to Ryan Botcher. NFL trade deadline came, it went. This had to have been the most active trade deadline ever. A matter of fact, it was historic. We've had more players traded in season. There were 26 players so far traded in the season That's more than the past 25 seasons. Any season over the past 25 years, we've had 26 guys move. Okay? Here we have a tie for the most first-round picks dealt. It's three. It's the most in the past 25 seasons, okay? We got Sauce Gardner. He was moved to the Indianapolis Colts for two first-round picks. He's the second player dealt for two first-round picks in a season since 1990. And the New York Jets, they are the only team with multiple trades for round one picks. We haven't seen that in a long time. The New York Jets are surprising the living hell out of everybody. They started off by moving Sauce Gardner to the Colts. Listen to this.
We have some breaking news into CBS Sports HQ where the New York Jets are trading cornerback Sauce Gardner to the Colts. That's the latest from our lead NFL insider, Jonathan Jones. The Colts are sending two first-round picks back to the Jets. It's a huge get for the Colts, who currently sit as the one seed in the AFC, sitting at 7-2 on the season. Gardner is a two-time All-Pro in his first four seasons in the league. He also signed a four-year, $120 million contract extension over the summer.
Yeah, they just gave this guy a check. And look, I don't blame the New York Jets for moving on from anybody. Because there comes a point in time where you just got to go ahead and build for the future. And the fact that the New York Jets got two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner, congratulations. You got to, first of all, you don't got to pay the guy $120 million. And then you got two first-round picks. By the way, they got back A.D. Mitchell, so at least they get a wide receiver back. Maybe, possibly, he can develop with the New York Jets, but who am I fooling? Not with Justin Fields throwing him the football. And then they also got rid of Quinnen Williams. Okay? These are two Pro Bowl caliber players. Sauce Gardner hasn't necessarily lived up to the billing with the big check that he got. But the fact that the New York Jets have walked away with all of this draft capital, maybe eventually they can actually get their hands on a franchise quarterback. I know, New York Jets franchise quarterback doesn't go together. They haven't had one of those since some guy was running around in pantyhose and a fur coat. And that guy's name was Joe Namath. We got to go back to the 60s for that. The New York Jets have never been able to hang their hats on a quarterback for 10 years. Maybe that takes place over the next several seasons. They can get their hands on a QB. They can trade for one. Damn it, the way the New York Jets are right now, the New York Jets may just, by default, being ass, they may just end up with the number one overall pick. And now they got two first-round picks and for moving Sauce Gardner. And if you're the Indianapolis Colts, I understand. I get it. We saw Daniel Jones look like he turned into a pumpkin one day only, they hope. He threw three interceptions on Sunday. I don't believe in Daniel Jones. You know, he's not in the upper echelon. He's had a very good season. God bless him. But if you're the Colts, you want to shoot your shot? You gave up two first-rounders for Sauce Gardner? Reeks of desperation to me. I mean, I think the season's going to come down to Daniel Jones, not Sauce Gardner. I wouldn't give up two first-rounders for him. So I think the Indianapolis Colts, yeah, you got a good cornerback. He hasn't played like the elite cornerback that he was a few seasons ago. And so maybe he works out. You know, he's going from a bum-ass New York Jets team to a team that's actually competing for playoff position. Pretty hilarious. Before Sauce Gardner got this gigantic $120 million extension earlier this year, he basically said that he wanted to be a part of change with the New York Jets.
Obviously, you know, I want to be a part of this for a long time. I want to be the reason. I want to be a part of the change, you know, in this organization, because if I was to go somewhere else and then it was to change, I'd be a hater. For real. I'd probably be the number one hater. So, man, that's just what it is. So, yeah, I want to be a part of it, a part of this for a long time, and I want to be one of the reasons. Obviously, you know, one person can't change it, but I want to be one of the reasons it changed. So.
Yeah, listen, well, he is one of the reasons that things are going to change for the New York Jets. And I think this is also, and I think this is going to be a vote of confidence for the New York Jets. I think that, well, we know that their head coach, Glenn, is not going anywhere. And if you take a look at Moogie, He's been able to come on. This is his first season really running the New York Jets. He ain't going anywhere either. And so I think that the New York Jets, they are really building towards the future. And then the Dallas Cowboys bringing on Quinnen Williams. They already got Kenny Clark. They've certainly improved their interior of the defensive line. We know that they lost Michael Parsons because they didn't want to pay him. Well, Quinnen Williams is going to cost money. This guy is under contract until 2027. He's in the midst of, what, a $96 million contract. And Jerry Jones was kind of teasing last night. And we know the Dallas Cowboys got their butts handed to them by the Arizona Cardinals. But Jerry Jones was teasing that we were going to get some help soon.
Talk to me about the possibility of bringing someone else in, but also getting Overshawn back.
We're going to bring someone else in, just so you know.
So, okay.
We're going to bring that. You know, today, right now, is the trade deadline.
Right.
Instead, I'm hanging with my buddy.
Right.
Yeah, we heard him having a chat with Michael Irvin there in the background. And so we know that they brought on a Logan Wilson, who was basically banished to the sidelines for the also terrible Cincinnati Bengals, who are 3-6. And Logan Wilson is basically or was replaced by a bunch of young linebackers. And it wasn't long ago that he told the Bengals, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, I mean, not to get into like too much detail about everything, because some of that just needs to remain private. You know, I think that neither one of us expected this situation to arise or happen. Like, for those of you listening, like, I truly planned on retiring as a Cincinnati Bengal. But that's obviously, things change. Like, that's just the nature of the way life goes sometimes. And it's not the end of the world, you know? Like, in terms of the trade request, like, at the end of the day, I live my life by faith, family, and football, really in that order, right? And so at the end of the day, I had to just make a decision of what's best for our family moving forward.
Yeah, well, now he gets to play linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys. Quinnen Williams is also now a member of the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are going to love him. He's going to wear the star. He's going to flash the big smile. Yeah, it's going to be nice for the Dallas Cowboys. They were able to improve their piss-poor defense, but it's not enough. This is putting lipstick on a pig right now. These are not moves that are going to change anything for the Dallas Cowboys this season. I do not care what Jerry Jones says. We know he likes to be in the news. He likes to be in the media. And at least this will give a few Cowboy fans, this will give them a little bit of hope. The Cowboys are 3-5-1. We saw them lose to the Cardinals last night, and I don't think Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson are going to, you know, save them on defense. And so those are some big moves that we had today. And I also mentioned, well, Jacoby Myers. He's been looking for a trade from before the damn season even started. Jacoby Myers, no longer a member of the Raiders, who are going nowhere. He's now going to be tasked with picking up some of the slack in Jacksonville. We know Travis Hunter went down. Brian Thomas can't basically catch a football. Hasn't been able to catch a football to save his life this year. And so Jacoby Myers will certainly go out there and be a little bit of a help to Trevor Lawrence. I mean, Jacoby Myers has been asking for a trade for months. He's been looking for a new contract. Las Vegas said no. I mean, we can go back to September 3rd, a couple months ago. Jacoby Myers, you know, he's like, I want to be traded. They told me no. What am I going to do?
I asked. They said no. And that's kind of that's where that stopped. But, I mean, I'm just keep doing my job until something shake out either way, honestly. I don't know which way it's going to go, but I'll be ready for whatever.
Yeah, well, that day came today. He's now a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And speaking of wide receivers who moved on, the New Orleans Saints, who are equally as bad as the New York Jets, they have one more loss at 1-8. They said goodbye, not to Chris Olave or Alvin Kamara. They said goodbye to Rashid Shaheed, this man who was undrafted out of Weber State. He's going back out west. He's on his way to Seattle to play opposite Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Listen to this report from CBS Sports HQ.
And some even more breaking news on this NFL trade deadline day, with the Seattle Seahawks acquiring wide receiver Rashid Shaheed from the Saints in exchange for a fourth and fifth round pick. That has been confirmed by our lead NFL insider, Jonathan Jones. Shaheed had 44 receptions this season for 499 yards and a pair of touchdowns in 9 games with the Saints.
Yeah, listen, that man is a burner. He can also go out there and return kicks. And so you think about Seattle, and we had this conversation yesterday. You think about the balance and actually not necessarily having a run game, and there's so many targets to Jackson, Smith, and Jigba. How is this going to work out? They now have another big-time threat. I mean, Rashid Shaheed, this man goes down the field, and when he has the ball in his hands, he is moving the ball in big chunks of yardage. Do I think this is taking the Seattle Seahawks to another level? No. No, I don't. But I think this will certainly help them out. There's still good and high expectations for what they can do this year. I'm not prepared to put them, you know, in the top category. So the biggest trades that we had today, Logan Wilson going from the Cincinnati Bengals, where he played linebacker. This year he was on the bench. He's now a member of the Cowboys. Quinnen Williams no longer on the Jets. He also goes to the Dallas Cowboys. Jacoby Myers goes from Las Vegas to Jacksonville. Sauce Gardner no longer a member of the Jets. He goes to the Colts in exchange for 2 first-round picks. We just talked about Rashid Shaheed. Joe Tryon-Shoyenka goes from Cleveland to Chicago, try to help out the Bears on that defensive line. And then we know that the San Diego, I want to call him San Diego so bad, every time I see this stupid lightning bolt. The Chargers, okay? They got some offensive line help. Trevor Penning, he goes from the Saints to the Chargers. He's been playing guard and tackle all season long. He ain't no Alt, he's no Slater, but he will certainly go out there and try to help them. So here's some teams that didn't make a move. The Chiefs, no moves. Ravens, no moves today. We know that they moved on from Jair Alexander. No Buffalo Bills moves. So we got a lot of teams that are basically going to stand pat. And we did have a lot of movement, but I don't think there was one team that now set themselves up into a position to just do some damage. Okay, we know about some of the Eagles' moves over the past week, bringing in a cornerback help and bringing in Jalen Phillips and Jair Alexander. They got a Michael Carter second from the New York Jets. So the Eagles have made some moves. They didn't make any today. Trade deadline, it came. It went. In about an hour from now, we're going to have a conversation with Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated, and we'll get his thoughts on what took place today, what did not take place today, and if anything is going to change now that the trade deadline in the NFL is gone. So we'll have that chat with Matt Verderam in an hour from now. Also, this is going to be fun. 2 hours from now, we should have an idea about the college football playoff rankings. We're going to have a good old chat with Jerry Palm. He's going to come through. This man knows all about the stats, the numbers, and brackets. We're going to get his thoughts on the college football playoff, what it should look like. We'll have that conversation with Jerry in a few hours. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. You can call me up. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. And you know what? I told you about the Dallas Cowboys. The trades that they made today, man, but we got to talk about that ass whooping that they took yesterday against the Cardinals. And then we got the Cardinals with a quarterback controversy. And then we got the Jets just saying, we're thinking about the future. We got a lot to get into. Congratulations. We're just getting started. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every now and then I rinse it out, and I need to-
Downy Rinse fights stubborn odors in just one wash. When impossible odors get stuck in,
rinse it out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, typically when you think about the winner at a trade deadline, I don't care what league it is, or NFL, NLB, MLB, NFL, NBA, all the leagues, all the letters, okay, whatever. You think about a team that's now gotten closer to a championship, right? We didn't get these moves today. Kansas City Chiefs didn't attempt to grab, well, I can't say attempt. They didn't grab anybody at the deadline. Buffalo Bills did not grab anybody at the deadline. We didn't see anything spectacular done by the Ravens to help them turn their season around. But the biggest winner at the deadline happens to be the biggest loser, period, this season in the NFL. I mean, one of the biggest losers. It's the New York Jets. They did not play a game today, but they won. Okay, they got a 2026 first-round pick from the Indianapolis Colts for Sauce Gardner. They got the Indianapolis Colts first-round pick in 2027, okay, from the Dallas Cowboys today. And moving on from Quinnen Williams, they got a 2026 second-round pick, and they got a 2027 first-round pick. Let me say this again. The New York Jets have their own first-round pick for this season. They have the Colts' first-round pick. And then when you move into 2027, the New York Jets have the Dallas Cowboys' first-round pick and the Colts. And so they got some inventory here, you know, if they would want to move around. So I can't complain. I like the Jets. I don't care about who plays on the team. If the team stinks, you might as well get rid of folks. You're not building a team around Sauce Gardner. You're not building a team around Quinnen Williams. Are they going to have a chance and an opportunity to bring players on the cheap? But more importantly, at some point, maybe they just get lucky and the New York Jets can get their hands on a quarterback. We'll find out sooner than later. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Batra, I also know you're a fan of the New York Jets. What were your impressions on these moves that they made today?
At first, I was stricken with confusion because you would think that they'd like to keep a cornerstone piece of their defense who's still under 26, 27 years old and is just signed a new contract in Sauce Gardner. But as the trades have settled in and I've had time to reflect on it, it's good. I think Sauce Gardner, though he is great coverage-wise, he doesn't force turnovers. He's not great in the run game. And then on top of that, he's had a couple of concussions now in his career. So maybe that is starting to be a factor in his health being an issue. And then Quinnen Williams, the D-line, its entirety is bad. So getting rid of him was nothing to me. It was just he gets paid way too much for too little on the production side. So it's very good to have five firsts and two drafts. But do I trust the Jets to make a good selection and to try to build for the future? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I said luck. You know, it's not a matter of trust. If I have to trust the New York Jets, you know, I can go from down a long list of general managers over the past, you know, 25 to 30 years and just go, yuck. Okay, we can do that. This is a new regime. This is a new general manager in Darren Moogie. And I just say luck. Because to think that they're going to, you know, just take someone, maybe it just has to be a no-doubter. Even the New York Jets can get lucky. I mean, the Cincinnati Bengals have historically been a laughing stock. I know we can go back to the 80s, but they got lucky. They hit the jackpot. They got themselves a no-doubter when it comes down to Joe Burrow. You know, will the New York Jets find that no-doubter at the quarterback position, whether it be in this upcoming draft or maybe the following draft? You know, we'll just have to see. But, and this is why, as a sports fan, like, I don't particularly, you know, I have players that I like to watch and players that I enjoy. You know, we talked last week about Victor Wembanyama. To sit down and watch an alien like him is amazing. To sit and watch a Shohei Ohtani is great. You know, Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson are playing. You know, those are games that I will sit down and watch. You want to see the best of the best. That's what you want. And if a team is not good, especially in the NFL, you ain't winning nothing if you don't have a QB. And so I could care less about Sauce Gardner. I don't care about Quinnen Williams. They're human beings. God bless them and their families, and moving is tough. Sauce Gardner already put out a note almost immediately just saying thank you and goodbye to the New York Jets fans. There's a video online of a kid coming home from school learning that Sauce Gardner has been traded. It's his favorite player. Now we got this little kid crying on the internet. I get it. People have emotions. Man, I do not care. Like, I care about winning. The New York Jets, these bums, these losers, they have a record of 1-7. Okay? Keeping around all these dudes making money to do nothing. Start from scratch. You've been asked forever. What difference does it make? Okay, this is a team that is now past, what, the Sacramento Kings for the longest drought and not making it to a postseason? Who cares? New York Jets have, even when they've looked good, they've had horrific accidents. I remember specifically watching Vinny Testaverde go down, blowing out his Achilles in a year that the New York Jets were expected to compete for an AFC title game. Every time they get close, it's either not believable or something horrific happens. I never looked at Mark Sanchez and said, oh my God, he's going to help them go to a Super Bowl. The defense carried them to an AFC championship game, and they got lucky the man didn't turn the football over. That's all they asked of him. Hand the ball off and don't throw an interception. Nobody was looking at Mark Sanchez to deliver anything that was going to win. And I think Mark Sanchez, as it stands right now, there's a few more legal problems to worry about, you know, outside of anything having to do with football. So the New York Jets, we know that they are not winning a damn thing this season. Okay, they might as well just lose every game the rest of the way. I guess if we can take solace in anything, it's been reported that Garrett Wilson, the wide receiver who's been out for the New York Jets, that Garrett Wilson was untouchable. At least they want to have somebody, one body, for the new quarterback to be able to throw the ball to. And we'll see when that is. It's kind of crazy. Matter of fact, let's take a listen. Botcher, we heard from Darren Moogie. He spoke.
Yeah, he spoke just about literally when 6 o'clock. So it's recent.
Oh, let's hear what is he talking about.
So this one, he talked about just how the Sauce Gardner trade came to be.
Well, let's hear it.
Again, like, you hear them and you're like, I probably wouldn't do that, but we have our set values. We keep all those conversations private. And when it came down to the last few days, Indianapolis kept getting richer and richer with their value. And eventually, like I said, was too good to pass up. But I have a lot of conversations throughout the course of the year with different GMs. And this one materialized.
Man, well, the Colts are stupid. I mean, is Sauce Gardner the missing piece for them to go out there and win a championship? No. I think the Indianapolis Colts are ultimately going to regret this one. I really do. They gave up a lot of draft capital. We're talking about 2 first-rounders and a player. Second-round picks for Sauce Gardner. Sounds stupid to me. Anyway, Darren Moogie, he seems like a thief today. Took advantage of the Colts. Listen to what he had to say about all the draft capital that he got back.
I know it gives us good flexibility going in to the draft this year and next year. So I'm excited about having that flexibility. And, you know, the draft's a long way away. There's a lot to happen between now and April, and then especially the 2027. But, yeah.
There is nothing for the New York Jets to do the rest of the season. There's nothing for them to do but lose. Please. Tank, be horrific, be awful. I mean, they don't have to try too bad. Just continue doing that, and I think everything will be fine for the New York Jets. The New York Jets, this is crazy. They have their own first-round pick. They have the Colts' first-round pick in this upcoming draft. They have the Colts' first-round pick in 2027. They also have the Dallas Cowboys' first-round pick in 2027 as well. The New York Jets hit the jackpot. Who says you can't be a loser and win? Every now and then it works out. Let's see what they do. Not now. The next several months, they'll be garbage. Let's see what they do come draft time. Maybe they'll get lucky. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You're not lucky for being here. We appreciate you. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are going to take a break. I don't know what this team is doing. Well, I know what the owner's doing. He's just trying to sell hope and tickets. We're going to talk about Jerry Jones because his team, they lost last night to the Arizona Cardinals. They lost to the backup quarterback. And then they made some moves today. Obviously, Logan Wilson and Quinnen Williams that we talked about. But is this going to move the needle for the Dallas Cowboys? Highly, highly unlikely. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. But right now, it is time for a newsflash. Here he is. What's going on? It's Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, before we got to the trade deadline a couple of hours ago, we know last night we had the close of another week of NFL football. Sunday Night Football took place in Dallas. This game was, it was not eventful by any stretch of the imagination, especially when you got the home team losing. The Cardinals went down to Arlington and they beat the Cowboys 27-17. Okay, I mean, the Dallas Cowboys, they found their first touchdown by blocking a punt, recovering it in their own end zone. But outside of that, there was nothing spectacular in this game. It was one of the games where you just kind of watch and you check in and you go, oh, the Dallas Cowboys getting closer? No. And so the game wasn't interesting. I mean, there's a bigger story here coming out of the game last night with Jacoby Brissett throwing for two touchdowns and actually operating what looked like a normal offense. No disrespect to Kyler Murray. That's just the reality. Kyler Murray gets the ball snapped to him, and he's running and scrambling all over the place, and then he gets hit or he throws it to nobody. And we'll get into the Arizona Cardinals because it looks like Jacoby Brissett is going to get another start while Kyler Murray is still dealing with a foot injury. But the Dallas Cowboys, they lost last night, and then they do these trades today. We find out about Logan Wilson joining the linebacker corps coming out of the Cincinnati Bengals. We learn about this Quinnen Williams trade with the New York Jets. Quinnen Williams, now a member of the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboy fans are going to love him. Yeah, people love the big dude that comes through and just tears people up. Okay, so they'll love him out there. But let me tell you this. The Cowboys are still not doing anything this year. I'm sorry. This is not anything that's going to address or fix their secondary. It sounds nice to put Quinnen Williams on the interior of a defensive line alongside Kenny Clark. They should certainly be able to stop the run. And those two dudes, they'll help each other out. They'll get to the quarterback here and there. Quinnen Williams will certainly probably benefit the most, I believe. But they're still giving up a crap ton of points. I mean, it didn't happen last night. But the Dallas Cowboys, they're scoring 31. They're giving up 31. I think it's too late in the season to go out here and turn things around. And Jerry Jones was very vague before the trade deadline. We heard him chatting it up with, you know, one of his own legends, Michael Irvin. And Jerry Jones kept teasing like he was, I don't know, getting ready to sell the fans some type of drugs. Listen to what he said earlier today. He's like, yeah, the guy coming to Dallas will have an immediate impact.
Immediately, it will have them on the field, and it will address some of the things that have been our shortcoming.
Okay. All right. Well, Quinnen Williams will help. Is he going to help on offense too? Is he going to play defensive back? Is he going to help in the run game? I mean, I don't know about that. Well, I know the answer. The answer to all of that is no. And Jerry Jones, he also said, you know, people are sharing criticisms as to whether or not the Cowboys should be buyers or sellers. He says, I hear all of it.
I hear opinions, and you can rest assured that, at least through my mind, that all those considerations are there. It was there before this game. It was there when we started the season about whether you make a trade or not. But what's got this on point is tomorrow's our trade deadline. And we've either got to or get off the pot by tomorrow afternoon.
Well, tomorrow afternoon is come and gone. They've added Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson. The defense certainly improved. I don't think it improved enough to do a damn thing. As someone who also has a strong opinion is a guy who won a couple, not even a couple. He won three championships here with the Dallas Cowboys. That's Troy Aikman. And he was asked whether or not the Cowboys just needed one guy on defense to change things. Listen to what he said.
Are they one defensive player from all of a sudden
no.
being a competitive football
no.
team?
No, I don't believe so. Do I think Micah Parsons would have made a difference? Absolutely. Yeah. And now, would that change their record that much? You know, I don't know. He is a difference maker, but those guys aren't typically available. So I don't know that they can bring in somebody like him.
Yeah, no. The answer is no. And then Troy Aikman, I like this. I really like how some of the legends with the Cowboys, they are not shy in voicing their opinions, okay? I mean, Troy Aikman, not shy. And then Emmitt Smith, never shy. Troy Aikman continued. He took a shot at Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones made some news earlier today on SiriusXM, the Stephen A. Smith Show. We certainly have made a trade, and we may make a couple more trades before that deadline. We've made one. We possibly could make two more. He's kind of left that out there, but not willing to name what the trade was tonight. That'll come out tomorrow.
Yeah, he may want to cancel that trade. I don't think one player from what I've seen tonight is going to make a difference for this group.
It's facts. It's we all watched the damn game yesterday. There's no one player, unless they got a time machine and, I don't know, pulled out Lawrence Taylor and stuck him on the Cowboys. There's not like one guy who's going to make a difference. The Cowboys are just running on E, right? They don't know where they're going. They're lost. They're on a treadmill to absolutely nowhere. Yeah. The Cowboys are just doing Cowboys things. They could have done all of this, kept Micah Parsons, paid him last year, avoided all the drama, and continued to add to the team. But no, the Dallas Cowboys have to do things the hard way. All right? And then last night we saw Dak didn't have a great game. One touchdown, one interception. Dak, I like Dak Prescott. I do. I know that when it comes to the postseason, he's hit or miss. I understand that. But I think he's better than some people give him credit for. I mean, damn it, even Draymond Green, you heard me correctly, Draymond Green, who has an opinion on everything, Draymond Green took a dump on Dak Prescott. Dak can't catch a break.
Dak's a bum. Oh.
Dak's not a bum. He's an MVP candidate.
Yeah, that's fine. He's getting some numbers and they stink. Dak's a bum.
He's not a bum, Dak's, dog. He's a really Dak's a good bum. Quarterback.
No. No, he's a bum. They'll never win with Dak.
You're too smart and you know too much about football to say Dak Prescott's a bum.
I won four championships, Jordan. So you got to understand, when I say bum, I'm not saying Dak Prescott isn't a good NFL quarterback. Of course he's a good NFL quarterback. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying when the money's on the line, when it's for all the marbles, who are you? He a bum.
I totally disagree.
Yeah,
I totally
what
disagree.
What has he done in those moments? Been a bum.
He is.
He's
some
been a
point.
Bum in the moments, Jordan. When they had their best team, best offensive line to lead, they had all that to get to the playoffs, and he a bum.
But the story isn't fully written yet.
It's pretty written because now he's making $65 million and it's way harder to win. Like, you got to be so, like, Patty Mahomes good to be, like, that highly paid and still go win. Like, that's a very hard thing to do. Like, it's over.
Well, I mean, Dak Prescott does have a record of 2-5 in the postseason. But to call him a bum, now that's pretty extreme there. I mean, if you're going to bring a Patrick Mahomes, we're talking about champions. I didn't know that there was you either a champion or a bum. Draymond Green doing a good job being Draymond Green. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys, after losing to the Cardinals last night, there's one thing that they're thinking about. Well, A, they get a bye, and then they get to take on the Las Vegas Raiders, who they should beat. I mean, well, damn it, they should have beat the Cardinals last night, right? But they're not a good team. They're average. They got the Raiders coming up next after their bye. They should beat them. They should. Dak Prescott says, look, we got to go to the bye. We got to get rested. We got to get it together. We just got to do better.
That's what this bye week's for. We've got to figure it out. We've got to figure out how we need to improve, obviously, in all phases of the game. I mean, special teams did a hell of a job tonight getting us a touchdown. That was the only spark, I think, in the game for the most part, especially in the first half. And that's what this bye week's going to be all about.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, they got a couple of players that they can implement now on defense. Quinnen Williams, Logan Wilson, Brian Schottenheimer, who's the newest whipping boy for Jerry Jones. I mean, he's the newest coach for the Dallas Cowboys. He said our defense on third down wasn't good enough.
I thought first and second down, we were awesome. You know, I thought we did a really good job on first, second down. I thought we affected the passer. I know we had five sacks. I thought some of the 5-1 stuff that we did was really good, very effective. Our biggest problem on defense was third down.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you don't have a guy who can just straight go back there and get the QB. No disrespect to Jadeveon Clowney. I feel like he's on a different team every week. I know it's every year. It feels like every week. He ain't Micah Parsons. I mean, Quinnen Williams is not Micah Parsons. Kenny Clark is not Micah Parsons. I mean, Jerry Jones can try to sell as much crap as he wants. This Micah Parsons deal is going to hold him back. The Dallas Cowboys are just a mediocre team, not going anywhere. It's just a fact. So God bless Jerry Jones. He could sit on TV and he could sell as much as he wants. He could make Michael Irvin excited. Michael Irvin is the epitome of a delusional Dallas Cowboys fan, except for he actually played for the Dallas Cowboys. Listen to Michael Irvin when they even talked and discussed any trade.
Somebody out there about to be a Cowboy. That's all we need to know. That's all we need to know. I ain't know that's all we need to know. We got somebody coming. Hey. Woo, let's go.
Hey. Ibacha, who's more active? I use the word active loosely. Is it Ric Flair or Michael Irvin?
It's got to be Michael Irvin. I've seen a slowdown from Ric Flair, and Ric Flair can control himself in some situations. Michael Irvin has no breaks. It's just nonstop energy 24/7 with him.
Did we get a reaction out of him when Miami lost? We didn't get one out of him, no, right?
I don't think so. He was probably running the pain away, just running around.
Yeah, I mean, he's sounding sirens and running around and sweating bullets. Michael Irvin has had one hell of a life. I hope he is he's okay. Let's just go ahead and put it that way. I hope Michael Irvin is A-okay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, in about 30 minutes, we're going to have a chat with Matthew Verderam. He's going to join us from Sports Illustrated. We'll get his thoughts on the trades that took place today in the NFL and the trades that did not take place. We're going to take a break when we come back on the other side. Speaking of trades and beef and people being crazy, Ja Morant looks like he's still trying to push a trade out of Memphis. I think that's just a matter of time. We got Chase Brown chastised for his public comments, criticizing his teammates. So we got a lot to get into. We got a bunch of unhappy players to discuss on the other side of the break. What else is new? You're locked in, you're listening. I hope you're happy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.